Wow. Is this really it? The start of world time? What a great place. Lucy, Sandy and Asim are very good friends. Today, they're visiting the Royal Observatory in Greenwich and its special site, the Meridian Line. It's great fun to stand over the line with one foot in the east and one foot in the west. Yes, it's so cool, Asim says. Let's stand over the Meridian Line at 1 o'clock when the red ball falls. Look, it's already going all the way to the top. Hurry up! The three friends race each other to the Meridian Line to see where time starts. Phew! Here we are! Hurry up, Sandy! 10, 9, 8, 7, Asim shouts. Hey, let's all jump when the red ball falls! Lucy laughs. 3, 2, 1, jump! When they jump up together at exactly 1 p.m, they still think it's great fun. But something is wrong. Very wrong. Awesome! I feel like I was up in the air for a long time. What about you, Asim?
I don't know. I feel a bit funny. Like my head is underwater. Sandy, what are you looking at?
Not looking, silly. Listening. Can you hear anything? It's very quiet here. I can't hear the birds. And what about all the people? The cars? And all the other London noises?
I don't like this at all.
You two watch too many horror films, Lucy says. Everything is okay. Let's go to the planetarium. Remember, we've got tickets for the show.
The Greenwich Planetarium is famous for its shows. There's a huge projector which brings you the night sky and pictures of our solar system, the galaxy and the universe. The friends take out their tickets and feed them into the machine. There's no one there.
Hey, it's so quiet here too.
And are we the only visitors? Sandy asks.
Inside, they sit down. Then the lights flicker. 1, 2, 3.
It's starting! Wow, we really are the only visitors, Asim says. I feel like a VIP.
Shh! Asim, listen to the music. I think I know this song, but it sounds so weird. It's going backwards, isn't it? Sandy says.
Suddenly, the friends hear a strange, scary voice, but they can't see anyone.
Welcome to my very special show. I am the Time Lord, and I am as old as the Earth. Let me tell you about my plan. I am fed up with you, humans. You are ruining your beautiful planet Earth. All around us, there is only death and war and destruction. Your parents and your grandparents never listen. So today, at 1 o'clock exactly, I stopped all the clocks in the world. There is no more time for you. The clocks are running backwards now, and they will run faster and faster. Every human will become younger and younger. Soon there will only be babies. And I hope that tomorrow, at 1 o'clock, the Earth will be free of you. You silly children jumped across the meridian line at the wrong moment, so you escaped. But when world time stops tomorrow, you will die too. However, there is one last chance for you. Let me tell you about my rival, the Time Fairy. She, too, is as old as the Earth. She thinks young people are good people, so she wants to give you one last chance. Bring us, not one, not two, no, three really convincing stories of children who have really made a difference to life on Earth. Tell us your stories, and then Lord and Lady Time will decide. Will humans get more time or not? This is your only chance to help the human race. You have got until 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Very funny, Lucy says. I think this is just a silly trick. I don't believe a word.
A silly trick?
The Time Lord laughs.
Ha 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 ha! Just look at this, you silly girl.
The lights in the planetarium flicker again. And on the huge screen, Lucy, Sandy and Asim can see pictures of Greenwich, and it already looks very different. There aren't many old people anymore, and children are looking down at clothes that are too big for them. Then they hear the scary voice again.
So, children, the future of the human race lies in your hands. See this hourglass here? When the sand is through, your time will be up, and the sand will fall faster and faster.
Before they can say a word, the lights flicker again. One, two, three. And they feel a cold wind. Now the children are really scared.
What can we do? Where can we find three really good stories? And how do we know that the Time Lord will like them?
But then they hear a new voice.
Hello, children. I'm the Time Fairy. What the Time Lord says is true. But don't be afraid. I can help you. A little. Listen, maybe someone in your family knows a good story. They're getting younger, but they can still remember things. Go now and hurry. Call me when you need more help. Good luck.
Hey, my granny knows a lot of stories, Asim says. Let's call her.
The friends go outside. It's still very quiet. Asim calls his family.
Hi, Mum. It's me, Asim. Can I speak to Gran?
What?
It's you, Gran. You sound so different.
She's getting younger too, Sandy says.
Gran, we need your help.